So Lynn, you know how me, you know, as a member of Gen Z, I'm a big EDM fan. Have you ever been to like an EDM show or anything like that?
You know, surprisingly, I just attended my first concert not too long ago, and it was the Queens of R&B tour. So, obviously not an EDM girl over here, but I can sing all of the songs by Escape.
You know, it's that music that sounds like robots are like screaming into the microphone.
That sounds torturous.
Kid, if you're an iPad kid like me growing up, it sounds a lot better. Over winter break, actually went to an EDM show down in Miami. But the reason I brought you in here today to talk with you is because during their show, they had three times displayed on their screen the words, "Luigi was with us on December 4th."
Oh,
Yeah, so
wow.
obviously a reference to the assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson by Luigi Mangione. Who's currently being prosecuted in New York?
I could see how that could be a little controversial.
Surprisingly, the crowd had a largely positive reaction to that. As you can imagine, that 18 to 29 demographic is what EDM fans mostly consist of. And that kind of plays into a lot of the polling we've seen coming out about kind of the favorability about. Of this Luigi Mangione figure. An Emerson College poll found that 41% of people 18 to 29 finds what he did acceptable or somewhat acceptable.
Wait, say that again?
41% of 18 to 29-year-olds polled found what Luigi Mangione did was acceptable or somewhat acceptable.
That is extremely high.
Extremely high.
Extremely high.
Overall, those polled 17% overall. So that specific age demographic was really broken away from other groups of people on the issue.
So, what are they seeing differently in this case that other people are not seeing? You know, we talk about healthcare in general. Some people have very positive experiences. A lot of people have extremely negative experiences. We know that healthcare is deeply personal. I'm old enough to remember the conversations that we were having. So, what about this crime has sort of engendered, I guess if 41% of 18 to 29-year-olds see no problem with this, it makes me wonder about the Robin Hood complex.
No, absolutely. Upon seeing that performance and seeing all these polls come out, I decided to go out and talk to some FSU college students and talk to some experts on terrorism and online communities to try to understand, you know, why this type of like Robin Hood-y persona or memification of Luigi Mangione is occurring.
And hopefully it has opened people's eyes up for insurance payments in the sense of not how inhumane, but definitely how we as a society, and I think it's bringing up a larger issue about why did he feel subjected enough to convey such violence? And that is because insurance is telling millions and millions of people and they're dropping their claims. And I mean, my sister has serious health problems, especially as a child, so it's not that I don't sympathize with him. Obviously, I'm not the one to go and exude violence.
The craziest thing that I've seen is people making like edits of him that are kind of the same way someone would make a like an edit of a compilation of someone like LeBron James's like best shots or dunks or something like that. I think it's mostly very high percentage of people that think it's funny to make a meme, a joke, an edit, and then they move on with their life not thinking about it. But I think the biggest concern is that people are going to see that this sparked so much controversy or sparked so much like depth into the research of what this CEO did, why he's costing people money, why he felt the need to kill this man, and they're gonna, and I just fear that there's gonna be copycats in the future trying to do the same thing.
Well, I'm from Nottingham. It's almost like a Robin Hood effect, you could say. It's where apparently someone has a case for standing up against, well, against what? Against authorities, against establishment, against state or national structures that are perceived as problematic. And this seems to be one of those cases. I would imagine that this can be a very inspirational for some online audiences. It's a matter of feeling empowered, and mitigating against feelings of being powerless. And maybe that is something that feeds into how generations that feels right now, that you have people who can see that it becomes apparently more and more difficult to make it in society, a generation that sees more of the challenges maybe rather than the opportunities. A generation that feels that they are inheriting huge societal problems. You will always find people who are quite willing to endorse violence or the most morally outrageous motives and so forth. I think this happens as a matter of routine these days. So I think we need to keep in mind, we need to keep in mind what a to be expected social media response is these days. Here, things have obviously taken on their own dynamics, gone viral here and there, possibly because of the very intense media attention given to them. But that doesn't mean that it is really the one incident where we don't understand what's going on. I think you always find a very disturbing mix of online comments, no matter how many of them there are.
So I imagine the Luigi Mangione case is something that's been of tremendous interest to your program as well as the students in the program, I could imagine.
Absolutely. And this is a unique phenomenon. This is a very relatable character.
Where do you think that type of sympathetic sentiment from some segments of the population is coming from?
I think he's being iconized because of his motive. He took action against an entity that many Americans are unhappy with, and that would be corporate healthcare.
Do you think there's a reason why that kind of dichotomy of acceptance between age groups is existing?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I mean, murder is always wrong. And at the end of the day, this is a case of extrajudicial killing in public for a personal grievance. So it's going to be wrong. The action in and of itself is wrong. You're never going to be able to support a public murder. But it's about the issues that are at the core of this action. It's not about a single person's death. It's about what that person represented.
Do you think with that, like a decent segment of the population looking at it generally, at least somewhat positively, do you think that increased the odds of a potential copycat or a string of similar targetings or shootings in the future?
I don't know. When I look at sort of what I would call the rabidness of certain organizations, some have much more aggressive or accelerationist attitudes. And I'm thinking particularly of sort of anti-state organizations. Right now, what Mangione did is a meme, it's maybe becoming a cult joke. But I don't see an organization forming on his behalf to further actions that he started. I don't see the rabidness of this movement, nor do I see like an aggressive desire to replicate what he did. I do see that people are frustrated with some situations regarding healthcare and understand his motive. But I don't see an organization that is aggressively accelerating the issues he brought up to be resolved.
What should policymakers, law enforcement agencies, and other people in positions of power do if they want to prevent those type of like lone wolf copycat things?
I think the bigger issue is that sometimes rogue events like this point to issues that are actually deep fissures in society. And we can often see sometimes these extraordinary events create a cascading effect of policy changes. Never forget that the Arab Spring started when one fruit vendor set himself on fire in protest against his government. Now, I don't see us having this huge rallying effect right now from this event. Right now, it's just a meme, it's just a joke. But it does point to bigger issues. Terrorism is the result sometimes of a fractured society that cannot solve its problems democratically. I think the bigger issue is that sometimes rogue events like this.
Is there anything that about this issue that you really wish whether it be the media, government officials, would talk about and have be centered to this conversation that you feel hasn't been entering the broader public discussions about this case?
If such a large percentage of young Americans think the killing was justified, then they need to pivot that energy into changing the system that they don't like. And by that, I mean, if you don't like the way healthcare is being run, then we have a lot of opportunities inside the system to openly and legally affect change. So my argument would be that clearly this issue is resonating. You're a direct witness to that at your concert. But the real question is, what do we do with this energy? I mean, do we advocate for the killing of more CEOs? Is that going to change anything? No. Or do we advocate for changes in healthcare?
Tristan, I think this is an important segment, and it comes at an important time to have this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most important takeaways for me is that, regardless of what you think of the act, what other issues that might have been peripherally involved with what caused it, those issues are going to stay important regardless of whether Luigi Mangione is in the news cycle. And it's important that if someone's feeling passionate about those issues and are sharing those things online, that they stay involved and they stay interested in actually making positive changes in the world.
I think it definitely begs people to probe deeper within themselves and their own beliefs, and how they apply that to the world in which we live.